Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Here's my question for today. Did the residents in your community add new plants to their landscapes? I have the results from one community. Also, now's the time to start your transplants. Ed Thralls tells us he's germinating the seeds and getting the plants ready for an August planting. Hard to believe. Plus, Joni says it's fig time, and we are also waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered and just make a comment. Tom Benson is at the controls. Teresa Watkins and I are co-hosting a program from home, and Joni is here too. So please join Tom, Teresa, Ed, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. I am not sure how much has changed in my neighborhood as far as new plantings and containers, hanging baskets, and in the ground. Many of us thought with time off due to Corona-19 virus, there would be more plantings. My garden center barometer, however, says it should be. Well, we'll survey the results of a newsletter friend who's put it together from his community and see what he says. And we find out what you think, too. There's been new plantings in your neighborhood or in your home area. Have there been? Well, we'll find out. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens and Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening include Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida Getting Started Garden Guide, and Teresa has her books also. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or in many cases, just make a comment. During hour number one, Ed Thralls joins us, and he, like many of us, are starting transplants from seed. He'll have a great technique and tell us what to start and when. Very important. Joni says it's big time. We've been getting a light but steady harvest, right, Joni?
Yes, it's big time.
Yeah, we'll want to. You don't want to eat too many of them. I'll just tell you that.
No, that's right.
Teresa knows what that is.
Somebody's laughing.
Hour number two, Teresa. The guest is Leah Brooks of Orange City, and she discusses small space gardening, in particular tower gardens. And it's important, especially if you only have a little room, and Leah will help. Webpage is up for July 2020. Features on sunflowers, summer bulbs, starting tomatoes, transplants, which Ed will be talking about. Got a great picture of the Crinum Ellen Bozen kit, a very famous Crinum developed in Florida. And Joni has the three seeds of summer. What are they? Well, get up on her website, betterlawns.com, and maybe take a look. Right now, let me introduce the people making the program totally possible. Two of them have been chiming in. Tom Benson, of course, is at the controls in the studio. He'll answer your calls. Teresa's co-hosting from home. And Joni and I are from our home. You can text us at 23680, and we're happy to have you with us. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes. Hey, did y'all get all this rain last night?
It was wonderful. We did need it desperately, and I was really surprised at the lightning that it lasted a long time, up through about 10:30 o'clock last night, 10:30.
Ooh.
You know, it was all around us. It had Joni going from window to window, chasing the lightning down. Tom, you got it at your house, too?
Oh, yeah. I'll be lowering the water in the pool this afternoon for sure.
Yeah, you and me both. I figure at my house I had over 3.5 inches from last night's storm.
Woo.
And 4 inches for the day, because Word of Mouth Tree Company came out to do some tree trimming for us, and they had to sit in the truck for a good while, and I felt sorry for them, because when they got out and started working, everybody got wet, not from the rain, but what was on the trees and shrubs from the previous rain. So,
sure.
Anyway, they got it done. Teresa, you've been out looking at palm pruning and are not happy with what you're seeing.
No. In fact, I was very disappointed this week in the parking lots of some of the grocery stores. I was seeing maintenance companies coming in, and they had these back trailers, and they were full of nice, long, beautiful green palm fronds, mainly from queen palms. And I was just so disappointed in that, because, you know, you're not supposed to cut off those green fronds, only when they're brown. The palm trees need that. And so I was looking at that. And then this week also, I saw some palm trees that with new boot spikes in them, where the pruners, the companies went up on spikes. And, you know, that's not good either. They're not going to recover.
No, palms cannot heal the wounds. And Joni never likes to see the palms, given what we call the rocket cut. But that's what's done. And when you do that, you're taking away the food manufacturing ability of the palm.
And you know, these companies say that they have people telling them that they need it done, and that if they don't do it, they're going to hire somebody else.
It's just the opposite. You know, we have enough palm problems. We don't need reduced vigor due to the fact they can't produce their own food. So this is a major problem, and you know, we need to realize this. I know why companies do it. You probably do too. They do it so they can do it once and not have to come back within the year to do it again.
Sure. So, they just take it, and the homeowner or clients are really happy that the tree looks all nice and thin and cleaned out. But, you know, even for wildlife, those dead palm fronds, especially on the sables, provide resources for habitat for birds and you know, all different kinds of good creatures. So it's just not necessary. Only when they're brown should you cut them off, if that.
Hey, you have a nice guest for hour number two, right?
I'm very excited. I have Leah Brooks, and she is lives in Orange City, and she is just an amazing person. She works with a lot of special groups, but she knows how to grow food in very small spaces. And we hear a lot about square space gardening. Well, now we're going to take it up a level and talk about tower gardens.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, I have my trash can report for this week. I've been pulling weeds again.
That was good.
Yeah, and I had
very good.
8 trash cans of weeds to be turned into compost.
Wow.
That's
my trash
can
report.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, let's mention your newsletter also.
I do. I have a monthly, free monthly gardening newsletter. It's called In Your Backyard. And it's just easy. It gives you what to do each month. It talks about great landscape design tips and some of my insect reports and things like that. So it's a lot of fun. And you know exactly what to do no matter where you live in Florida.
Okay, sounds great. And, of course, we mentioned our website also. Hey, community planning. This is on my mind because I have a report from a friend of mine, and he is up in the more northern area of the country. Actually, he calls it the River Ridge Report, and this is from South Elgin, Illinois, and he surveys 356 homes every year. He has a real history for it. But I was just wondering, you know, what he reports is the number of hanging baskets and container gardens and in-ground plantings. And, I figured that after this coronavirus-type problem and see people out there in their landscapes, I figure it'd be a lot of planting going on. But I'm not sure it really took place. What do you think?
Well, I think that there was a lot of cleanup going on and people going out and maybe sprucing up their yard. But I don't see extra plantings going in. But I will tell you, the landscape business is booming, and I've been very busy the last 3 months. So people are wanting to change their yard. I just don't know how much, if you've got a good established yard, whether or not you're adding to it.
Yeah, maybe they just don't know what to do. That's a total possibility here. And I want to mention that the Ridge Report is brought to us by SunGrow Horticulture, making your offering kind of potting mixes and things. And number one was, on his list here is hanging baskets. And he saw a decrease, actually. Last year, 46% of the residents had hanging baskets, and this year it was 40%. So I don't know. Maybe people don't know what to put in hanging baskets. Well, in Florida, we can have hanging baskets year-round.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. They did have a cold snap at the, you know, kind of middle of springtime there up north, and so maybe that had something to do with it. But hanging baskets are a great way to add color to your patio or home or pool.
Yeah, you know, put them right at eye level. Let's see, for container gardens, he saw an increase. 80% last year, 81% this year. So I think a lot of people are growing in containers. They're very easy to perform, and you can put them wherever you want them.
Exactly. You can move them around, and it's a great way to add color in a small area.
Yeah. And maybe we can tell people some of the things they can use in a minute. In-ground plantings, now he did see a big increase there. Last year it was 21%, this year 35.5%. And so maybe that's what people are doing. I don't know. I know a lot of people are getting you involved in putting plants in the ground and redoing their landscapes because I see the pictures.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, and it's good for me because then Tony doesn't have to work in the yard. I get it out in someone else's yard.
Now, there you go. You work out your frustrations there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's now, households with gardens in general, that means just gardening, not necessarily vegetable gardens or anything like that. That went from 58% to 60%, so he did see a little increase there. And what he did say was that he only did front yards. He didn't do backyards. So in your designs and everything, do you do front yards as well as backyards or vice versa or what?
It depends on what they want and what they need. And so I found that more people are doing their landscape in phases this year. And so I think that's a little smart if you really budget conscious. And, a lot of people were up in the air with their jobs. So phases is a good way to do it, front yard. And then next year we'll get the backyard, that kind of phasing.
Yeah. So you would do the front yard first or the backyard first?
Well, in the design, I like to incorporate the whole landscape, and then that way you can do it as you need it. But then at least you know what's going to go where, and you don't plant something that you're going to have to pull out later. So, you know, designing the whole landscape is smart, but then you can install it in phases. And that kind of, at least you know it. You can be flexible and things can change, but at least you have an idea of where you're going and you don't buy something that you don't need.
Yeah. I normally say that, you know, the front yard needs to meet neighborhood standards, conform to the neighborhood standards. But the backyard is where you're going to be the most, probably. So I really like to fix that up very pleasant.
Sure, so that you can enjoy it. Why you give a yard to the front yard your neighbors can enjoy? The backyard is where you need to rule and you need to enjoy it yourself.
Yep, and have the most enjoyment outside. Sip a sarsaparilla or something. Hey, tell you what, it's break time. So we're going to take a break because Ed Thralls is coming up, and Ed Thralls is going to be telling us how to start our seeds. This is something that I'm going to be doing. I've started a few seeds for some flowers, but I'm also going to be starting seeds for vegetables, and Ed will be telling us about this. So Ed will be with us. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Why do we have to be told not to repay evil for evil? Because revenge is our gut instinct. You wrong me, I wrong you. You hurt me, I hurt you. You cause me pain, I'm done with you. But God says, wait. You can't fight sin with sin. Even when it feels justified or fair to respond to evil with evil, the only winner is evil. A suggestion. Choose a different way, an honorable way. Make the choice not to retaliate or hold a grudge, but to forgive. Now, sometimes people will not want to reconcile or acknowledge the pain they have caused. If you wait for them to make amends, you might be waiting for your entire life. Yet we're called to forgive regardless of how they respond to the wrong they've done to us. This is what we see in Jesus on the cross. He teaches us to forgive others as he has forgiven us when we don't deserve it. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click television to watch our TV spots. That's rightfromtheheart.org.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
good morning to you. Thanks for joining us here at Better Lawns and Gardens on another. I'm sure it's going to be a hot day. I'm dancing a little bit because we got rain last night. We needed it. I know some of you probably did not get any rain. I looked at the radar and looked like it was coming right down the center of the state. So we had our share, and we were way behind for a while. Did get a report here from Beverly. And Beverly says last week the humidity was just so high that it made you feel like you were swimming in the yard, 90%. And they did get some rain last week, about an inch and a half, and hopefully she got some yesterday also. And she said the one thing that the rains have done, it perked up the weeds. And she said the butterflies are coming in, zebras, the sulfurs. And then that she said the monarchs and swallowtails will be right there, too. So that's a neat little report, and I appreciate everybody sending me information. Jim, outside of Gainesville, Newberry, did send me an article. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but it looks like they've had a good watermelon year also. So let's get Ed Thralls in. What do you say? Ed Thralls, of course, is University of Florida and Orange County residential horticulturist. An interim extension director at the Orange County Extension Center. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom and Teresa and the crew. Got an update. Got our new county extension agent here. He's a county extension director, Kevin Cam, from Virginia Tech and from the state of Virginia. Arrived on Monday.
Wonderful.
I bet you're a happy boy.
Absolutely. I'm back at my old desk and starting to get back in the groove.
Let's tell everybody, you do have a class today, and it's on the over the Internet, right?
That's correct. And registration closed for it. I have 69 people pre-registered for it, and with additional folks in the home, probably close to 100 people will be watching it.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, that really surprises me how well people are watching these webinars, I guess they call them.
Yes, and it becomes convenient for them because they can watch it right there from their home.
Yeah, sit back in your pajamas and watch Ed.
I'm glad I don't have the cameras on.
There you go. Hey, let's talk starting seeds. I start a lot of things from seeds, and I know you do too, and I bet you're ahead of me right now.
If you haven't started any, yes, I am.
So, you know, what should we start now?
Well, this is the time to start thinking about the first warm season crop and the beginning of the vegetable gardening season, which is just a few weeks away. About mid-next month will be the time to do it. So we want to plant tomatoes, pepper, eggplant, I wait for squash and beans. I plant them directly in the ground. I don't waste time putting them in a container. But there are quite a few warm season vegetables, the above ground crops primarily, that it's time to start growing your own transplants.
Yeah, I know I see that stores will often have squash, even watermelon. I've even seen corn at the stores pre-started. But I think the main thing are tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants probably.
Probably, and by using those other plants, though, sometimes I see those little 4-inch cups are overplanted with squash seeds, for instance. And corn really gets you can start it from containers, but I think it takes a little while for the roots to recover. It's almost the same as if you planted it in the ground directly.
Yeah. Here's why I start some corn in containers, because I have a limited space, and I'll get what we call skips, where the corn didn't come up, so I can pop a corn plant in there and fill it back in. So that's the only reason I do that.
That's an excellent reason for doing it. Otherwise, just go ahead and sow them in the ground.
Yeah, right. So what type of containers are you using?
Well, I use those little cell packs that you can see at the garden center sometimes. You can buy multiple plants in these little black plastic cell packs. I find that they're reusable. I can clean them out and get them, use them over and over, so I don't have to go buy extra things. I avoid, though, some of the peat pots and the egg cartons and, what's the third one? There's another one. The little chips that they have, I forget what they call them.
Peat pellets.
Peat pellets, yeah. I skip all of those because they have a tendency to cause problems for the roots, especially if they dry out before you get to plant them in the ground, or if you leave any part of that material exposed above ground, it wicks moisture away from the edge of those type of containers. So I use the plastic ones, and I get really good results with them.
Yeah, Teresa?
Well, you know, I was just talking about the wicking away yesterday, and that the heat is so much. How often do you recommend that they stay watered, Ed?
I recommend they water to keep the potting mix that I use to grow my seedlings moist. Don't let it dry out between watering events.
So that could even be like daily.
It could be daily, especially when you're getting closer to planting time to put them out in the garden when they're good-sized transplants.
Yeah, and when the seeds are young, you need to keep them nice and moist, too. Just after they've been sown, I know sometimes those mixes will dry out very quickly.
They do, and I cheat a little bit. I've got a greenhouse here, as you know, at the extension office, and we have a misting table. So
that is cheating.
They get 10 seconds of mist every 60 minutes. So
That is cheating. So you do not use soil from the yard, right?
No, I do not use soil from the yard. As a matter of fact, I don't use anything labeled soil. So you might see potting soil or something like that at the garden center. I find that soil, not only do you break up the structure of the soil when you remove it from the yard, but it also has disease components in it. And given the right conditions, you may end up infecting your plants.
Yeah, weeds and everything. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how would someone start the seeds when they get the packet of seeds? How would you tell someone to start them?
Well, first of all, I would make sure that they select seeds that are appropriate for our environment. There are some vegetables that are really tough to grow here, and sometimes even the heirloom varieties, which weren't really adapted for our environment, have a tough time. I don't blame the gardeners for doing it. It's just that they picked the wrong plant. Make sure you got the right plant to start with, and I sanitize. I can't sterilize, but I sanitize my containers that I'm going to use, either with bleach, one part bleach, nine parts water, or maybe I'll even wash them out with soap, depending on how much residue's in them from the last time I used them, and a good potting mix. A potting mix are sterile products that make that up, some types of peat, maybe some vermiculite or perlite, maybe even a little bit of pine bark. Inside that container mix, and I add that mix to the container, and then I wet it down really well before I put the seeds in. And then when I'm ready to plant the seeds, I make sure I don't plant the seeds any deeper than about 2 to 3 times the diameter of the seed. So if it's a tomato plant or a pepper plant or even eggplant, it'll be about 1/4 inch. I'll place the seed into that moist mixture, and I'll add a little bit of more potting mix on top, and I will wet it down again, and then I will put a plant label in the container to identify what I've got growing there before I move on to the next planting.
Okay.
Tom. I see a lot of people using pencils and things to poke the soil down with, and that gets it too deep. What is the depth? How low in the ground can a seed go?
No more than 2 to 3 times the diameter of the seed. So if it's a bean, for instance, a pretty good-sized seed, you can plant it about 1 inch deep.
1 inch,
but
okay.
But tomatoes and peppers and eggplant, no more than 1/4 inch.
Right.
Do well. And if you're growing carrots later in the year for the cool season crop, you pretty much just spread them along the surface of the soil and press them in, get them compacted to the soil with just your hand. You really don't bury them.
Yeah. And let me get this straight now. You sanitize the containers, you sanitize your hands, so do you wear a mask when you're doing this too?
Not yet. But I do wear a mask between the office and the greenhouse because that's required now on county property.
There you go. Do you plant the seeds one at a time or how do you sow them? I mean, do you tap them out of the packet or what do you do?
I usually I have my own special technique, and first of all, if they're fresh seed, I only plant usually one, maybe two seeds per container. But I usually put the seeds in the palm of my left hand, and I have a very soft set of tweezers. I pick up each seed one at a time, and I put one in the center of the container, and I learned from you to put one up near a corner of that same container just in case the one in the center doesn't make it. And with those soft tweezers, I can actually push the seed into the soil mix, the potting mix, to the right depth every time.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And some of the seeds are getting expensive. Do you realize something like some of the tomato seeds are maybe 50 cents a piece?
I bought some pelletized seeds. They're easier to handle, and you got 15 seeds for about 18 cents a seed. I thought that was expensive. So I usually give homeowners certain advice about buying their seeds. For instance, July is the time I'm ordering seeds for next year's garden anyway. I try to buy my seeds from the same company. I don't shop around and buy two here, three there, four there, because shipping is almost as expensive as the seeds are too. And if you can get them all from the same supplier, you only have one shipping cost.
Yeah. So I do the same thing. So what care is needed for the seeds once they're up?
Well, once the seeds are up and growing, you need to keep them moist. And once they germinate, you want to make sure that you're watching for pests. Even in the greenhouse, we have a few pests go in. A lot of people don't realize that if they got plants growing outside, cockroaches will actually chew on seedlings and cause you problems.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't want to overwater. You want to make sure that that container is draining well. Because overwatering can lead to some things like damping off, which is a disease you can get from doing that. And if you're using artificial light to grow your seedlings in, you want to make sure that that light stays on 14 to 16 hours a day, and it stays within about 2 inches of the top of the plant.
Wow, good advice. And in about 4 to 6 weeks, you should have the seedlings ready for the garden. Now, what classes should we be looking forward to?
We've got basics of vegetable gardening again, and we also have another Florida-friendly landscaping class coming up. I'm not sure what the Family and Consumer Science is doing right now. I've seen some information about preparing this food that we're going to be growing in the garden, and so you might want to look online to see if they've got some classes coming up that'll talk about harvesting the plants and canning or dehydrating so you can enjoy your vegetables longer.
Okay, they can call the office or they can get up on gardenflorida.eventbrite.com and register. And is it too late for today's class?
Yes, it is too late for today's class. That closed out yesterday about 8 o'clock last night when I had a chance to send out a message to remind everybody that we'll be starting class at 9 o'clock this morning.
Good, but you're going to be a busy boy. Thank you, Ed. We appreciate it as always.
You're welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Ed.
Have a great week. You too, Teresa. Joan around? I didn't hear her.
Yeah, she's there. She's listening.
Jody, you have a great weekend, too, and have fun with I noticed my grass as I left the house this morning. You've got a bit of mowing ahead of you today, probably.
Uh-huh. Good. Thanks, Ed. She's out there on a little John Deere mower. Okay. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we got Joni. Joni's going to be talking about figs, which will be kind of neat. And, you know, Joni and I have a little battle. Who can find the first ripe fig?
And right.
And again, don't eat too many of them. But
no.
don't go away. If you want to email us, text us, you can go at 23680, or you can call us at 407-916-5400. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Linda McKinnon, licensed mental health counselor, here with today's mental health tip. It's important that you take time to practice self-care, whether that's taking the time to enjoy reading, writing, reducing your stress levels in this way can boost your productivity and ability to deal with the other areas of your life.
This PSA campaign is brought to you by the Florida Association of Managing Entities.
Youth vaping or e-cigarette use has skyrocketed, and the federal government has declared it a nationwide epidemic. One in every four Florida high school students are vaping, while only 6% of adults in Florida are vaping. The FDA has stated that flavors play an important role in driving the youth appeal. The bottom line is that vaping is unsafe for kids, teens, and young adults. The Bureau of Tobacco-Free Florida is your trusted resource for accurate information on the youth vaping epidemic. Learn more at tobaccofreeflorida.com/e-epidemic.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling. The complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $80. $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. Want to let everybody know that at Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland at 9:30, they have a Lawn 101 class. It'll be Howie, Karen, and Charlene and the gang there. So stop on by Peterson Nursery in Lakeland, and that's at 9:30, a lawn care lecture. And also I had this one. Teresa, I don't know whether you've ever tried to germinate foxglove seeds. Have you done that?
No, I haven't. I just buy them in the wintertime during, at the nurseries.
I know. I'm a big fan of foxglove, so I will get the variety called Camelot. I used to get one called Foxy, but the seeds didn't perform quite as well, and Camelot is a nice one. And this text message came to me saying, foxglove seeds are so, so microscopically impossible. Any suggestions? And the foxglove seeds, first of all, when I bought Foxy, they're fine as dust. I mean, it has a warning on the package. Do not open on a windy day or in front of a fan. It's amazing seeds are carrying warnings like that, but they have to. And they just blow away. And begonias are the same way. But so the ones that come to me now of Camelot, they're in clay. They're in a little capsule. And so when you get those, you can handle them, actually. And there may be more than one seed in that little capsule of clay. So anyway, that's the best way to do the foxglove seeds. Buy the ones that are encapsulated like that. Tell you what, let's get Joni up. What do you say? There she comes. She is ready. She's going to be talking about the figs that we grow.
Figs, that's right. Figs. It's fig time.
Yes.
That's right. Figs. Our little fig tree has grown tall and full, and it's loaded with figs this year. There are 6 different varieties of figs that are recommended and are grown here in Florida. Their names are Alma, Brown Turkey, Celeste, Green Ischia, I guess that's what it was, Magnolia, or San Pedro. The one that we have in our yard is a Brown Turkey. They don't have turkey.
No, they don't gobble.
We don't know.
We gobble. They don't gobble.
Not too many at one
These
time.
These all can be grown throughout the state. We have been harvesting handfuls of figs for about a week, and they're delicious. You can grow a fig tree in other shrubs or trees, but figs can be a real nice addition, even on a patio or the poolside area. Full sun, full soil will be needed for it to survive. The leaves of the fig are deeply notched and are quite pretty. It is said that in the Garden of Eden, its leaves served as first clothing.
Yes.
Not sure about that.
I thought you were around at that time. I guess not.
If you decide on adding one or two to your landscape, keep it trained to 3 to 4 trunks, which will let the sun get to it better and make it more productive. Fertilize regularly, okay? But don't overdo it, because if it gets too much fertilizer, it will grow too much and it won't produce fruit. Figs may grow from 12 to 15 feet tall. Avoid fertilizing in late months when its leaves fall, as during that time new growth needs to be hardened off before cold winter. Growing figs in Florida is also easier, as they only have female flowers and don't need pollinating. If you think you'd like to grow a few fig trees and make sure they are Florida varieties, so you will have a great harvest of figs.
Yes, very good. Yeah. Teresa, you ever use figs in the landscape?
Yes, I do. I use them for my edible landscapes, my clients that like to have food growing in their yard. And so it's a great shrub or a small canopy tree. It's really nice.
Yeah, now's yes. the time. And I will tell you, the critters like them just as much as we do.
Yeah. You do have to go. You have to fight for them.
Yes.
Teresa, we got a caller here?
We do. We have Bill in Lakeland. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for taking my call, folks.
Sure. How can we help you?
I am not a gardener.
Okay.
My grandmother was. I am not. But yesterday I was in my house in Pinellas County and saw some little shoots growing, or actually what I thought was plants growing, at the back of my Ixora, which makes a nice barrier plant along the front. So I took some Dixie cups over, and I was going to dig them up and bring them back over to my home here in almost downtown Lakeland. And as I dug down, I realized these things are shoots off of the roots. And I'm wondering, am I going to have problems creating a root ball that I can put in the ground later?
You shouldn't. We can grow plants from roots of many plants. And if they have roots attached to those shoots, they should be fine. Teresa, what do you think?
I think so. I think that's a great start for transplanting. And so you may see a little bit of a shock when you cut it off, but if it's watered correctly and you put it in a proper location, it should do just fine. Or if you may even just want to pot it up first so you can keep the water around the base.
Yeah, that's what I do, Bill.
What I tried to bring the soil with it and as much of the smaller root as I could. Some of them are on a pretty good-sized root runner. And I've got them right now in their little solo cups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The dirt that they traveled. I put some sphagnum moss on top just to help hold them in place. I poked holes in the bottom of the cups and set them all in a plastic bin with the idea of keeping water in the bin and letting them draw water as they needed. Am I on the right track?
I think you're okay. Just don't make sure they don't stay too overly wet. But I like the idea of growing them in containers, Bill. So I think you're going to be doing just fine. Keep them in filtered sun in the beginning, and then you can gradually move them up in the full sun over a couple of weeks. Hey, we got to run.
Okay,
time for a break, but we appreciate you giving us a call, Bill. Have a great gardening day.
Thank you, Bill.
There we go. So
I think he is a gardener.
Yes, he is. He doesn't realize it. Yeah, he's doing well. And we have Dan in Tallahassee. Dan, hang in there. We will get to you as soon as we come back from break. And anybody else who'd like to give us a call, number here is 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113.
That's 800-470-7113.
Why do we have to be told not to repay evil for evil? Because revenge is our gut instinct. You wrong me, I wrong you. You hurt me, I hurt you. You cause me pain, I'm done with you. But God says, wait. You can't fight sin with sin. Even when it feels justified or fair to respond to evil with evil, the only winner is evil. A suggestion. Choose a different way, an honorable way. Make the choice not to retaliate or hold a grudge, but to forgive. Now, sometimes people will not want to reconcile or acknowledge the pain they have caused. If you wait for them to make amends, you might be waiting for your entire life. Yet we're called to forgive regardless of how they respond to the wrong they've done to us. This is what we see in Jesus on the cross. He teaches us to forgive others as he has forgiven us when we don't deserve it. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click television to watch our TV spots. That's rightfromtheheart.org.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You know, I'm just looking over my July calendar and what the plan. You know, July is about halfway over. It is halfway over, just about. Anyway, I'm just looking at what the plan. And it's not many vegetables except for starting your seeds, which Ed talked about. We got things like calabasa, cherry tomatoes, okra, southern peas, Seminole pumpkin, sweet potatoes, yard-long beans, but you start transplants of eggplant, peppers, and tomatoes around the middle of the month, which is coming up here very quickly. Teresa, we have a caller, right?
We do. We have Dan in Tallahassee. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody, and thank you all for being on the radio, even though you can't take your show on the road these days.
Yeah. How can we help you?
Well, a few years ago, I'd say the 80s and 90s, urban planters were so big in pushing crepe myrtles up in this part of the state.
Yeah.
And I'm beginning to conclude they're like overgrown weeds. Every time you cut the things back, they grow back twice as fast, and you get three branches where there were one. I'm trying to figure out when I cut towards the bottom, towards the trunk, how do you keep them from growing back down there?
You know, you just have to go in and do some grooming periodically. Take what we call suckers off at the base of the plants or along the trunk if you need to. You know, I have a simple answer to that. I just don't cut them back. We have a beautiful Natchez in our front yard, and that crepe myrtle is probably 25, 30 feet tall and equally as wide. We never touch it, and it's in full bloom right now. So, I don't know. Teresa, you got some answers?
Yeah, you never need to cut a crepe myrtle to get it to bloom or for it to look good. So you're causing possibly your own problems with cutting it back, because it's just going to want to come back even stronger. So unless you need a branch off completely for good air circulation, or it's in the way of something, you don't need to cut it.
Yep. Hope it helps you out,
I think, man. I've learned that lesson.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We have Richard in Sanford.
Morning, Richard.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Yes, how can we help you?
I had a friend give me an orange tree she grew from seed, but I want to, I know I need to graft it. I want to graft on some tea lime on it. Have you got any secret for grafting?
Okay, a couple of things, Richard. Number one, what you would be doing is technically against the law. The Florida Department of Agriculture in the state of Florida says that home residents can't propagate citrus from anything, seeds, grafting, or whatever.
Wow.
But, you know,
I did not know that, Tom.
Yep. But there's a lot of publications on how to graft, how to bud. And typically, if we're doing propagation, it's normally by budding. So what I would do is get a hold of a copy of one of the propagation guides, and it'll show you pictures and everything. But technically, it's against the law. I don't know that anybody's going to come by and bother you if you're doing it. And what it is to prevent the spread of greening and other diseases that we're having trouble with citrus. And I don't know why they picked on the homeowner, but they have. Richard, thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much, and you have a
Thank
great
you.
Gardening day. Yep.
Carl in Tallahassee. Do we have time?
Very quickly. We got a minute.
Carl, if you can go real quick.
Real quick. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can. Go right ahead.
Okay. I think you answered the question previously. I've got a peach tree, and the little suckers that come up from the ground, should I take them off?
Yes. Yep. Go ahead and cut those off. They're not necessary for us. Good. Appreciate
that was my
nice
segue.
Yep.
Thank
okay,
you.
Teresa, very quickly here, do you have any suggestions to keeping squirrels out of fig trees?
No. Netting, netting and just sit there with your little pellet gun and just, shake them out.
You're gonna have to share some figs, I will tell you, with the squirrels. they're out there feeding too, that's for sure. No doubt about it. So anyway, if you have squirrels, I guess you can get trappers in to trap them. We just tolerate them. We like them. They're out in the backyard there.
Yeah.
We just watch them running around.
Yes.
Yeah. So coming up next hour, we have Leah Brooks. Leah's going to be talking about small space gardening, what to do, tower gardens in particular. But for gardeners who have just that limited amount of room, this may be the answer to grow some of the things you want to eat. Everybody wants to grow something to eat, and I'm sure she'll be telling us what you can grow in those areas. And, of course, we'll be waiting for your calls. The number here is 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. I already have one text question. I haven't forgotten you, and we'll be back for hour number two. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.